The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Stranger Things, the greatest show alive. All we can do is wait for season 5. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Halloween Special Live. The Stranger Danger Halloween Special Live.
I'm not gonna try to hit those highs tonight, but I'm gonna let you slow go so that I can catch my breath.
Greetings, stranger friends.
And welcome to the first ever Stranger Danger Live. I am so excited to be here. I am so excited to talk some Stranger Things, to, of course, go over the Stranger Things Halloween special comic. That's what we're all here for, and to do it live. I've never done this before. I'm using StreamYard, which, it's over there. I've used it before, but never to this extent where I've had music playing, where I have a second screen that will have some comic book panels on it. And I've got a green screen that you can kind of see the green. Look at that. You can see the green. Oh, look at that. And I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited to see some people like Steve the Babysitter, who said, hype. And Star Court Food Court, who says, hello. Hello. And hype back. And oh my goodness, people are actually here. This is weird and exciting, and I am just, first of all, let me just say thank you to everyone who's been listening to the show, who's been downloading the show, who's been listening to the podcast for all these years. It is like awe-inspiring. I don't know if that's the right word. If it's just humbling, maybe that's it. It's just the fact that people all over the world are hearing this mug talk about Stranger Things is like awesome. And I got another. Oh, Steve, the babysitter, his lad. Oh, lad. My lad. Starcore Foucault says, thank you for the podcast. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. How do I get rid of? Oh, not that I want to get rid of your comments, but yes, Steve, the babysitter, is lad. And thank you very much, Starcore Foucault. Thank you for all your tweets. Your tweets are awesome. What is this special going to be? Well, as I said, I'm not going to keep you too long. It is the Halloween special. It is the Halloween special. So we're going to be going over the Stranger Things. It's a book club, so we're going to be going over the comic book. But this is still an episode. And I thought, well, you know, people send in voicemail. People send in clips. And I usually play them on an episode. So if I'm going to get a voicemail from someone, I'm going to play it on the episode. So I did get a voicemail. And I did. And of course, you can always send a voicemail by going to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline. That sounds about right, I think. Yeah, the Stranger Danger Hotline, I think is what I call it. I have so many lights on me right now. I have a light here. I have a light here. I have a light there. This is all done at my kitchen table. So I just took my dog out. She's chilling. Fingers crossed she stays chilling. It's live. Anything could happen. As I said, I did get a voicemail and I think this will play. So I'm going to hit play now and we're going to listen to it and enjoy it. And I'm going to drink a little bit of my drink.
Hey, Mikey, it's been a long time, hasn't it? It's me, Blue, otherwise known as Jack. And I just listened to your Stranger Danger book club that was released very recently. And I'm very excited for the 30th of October for your next book club episode. Don't think I'll That's ever today. Stop listening to your podcast because it's too good. Anyway, I'd like to let you know that I am in the process of making my own podcast. Thanks to you for inspiring me for that. Nothing much about it yet. I've just started creating it. But hopefully when the podcast is created, maybe I could like drop a link to it, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
In your Twitter DMs.
Absolutely.
So you can check it out if you want to. I'd really appreciate that. You don't have to. I'm not bossing you. What else? I also found your Geek Mentality podcast and I listened to the episode where you mentioned Stranger Things for the first time. And boy, did you not know much back then. But now you know a lot. Let's just say that. I'm coming up on 2 years since I started watching Stranger Things, which is amazing. To think that in 2020, I didn't think season 4 would come out. I thought season 3 was the last one. It's just amazing. And to see how far Stranger Things has been since then, it's just incredible. So, yeah, my message is about to run out. But thank you for making the podcast, and I'll be seeing you shortly. Bye.
Awesome. Blue Ivory is back. Yes, Steve, lad, you screw me up with the comment name. Blue Ivory is back. And yes, I do have another podcast. I mentioned it here before called Geek Mentality. And yes, my first time talking about Stranger Things, I didn't know anything. But now at least I tricked Jack into believing that I know things. And hopefully I trick you as well. Or I mean, not trick. Is there another voicemail? Oh, there isn't? Okay, well, listen. I'm just very excited to be here, as I've said before. And besides the comic book, I really don't have a ton planned. In fact, I've done everything else I've had planned. I've said hello. I've said I've read listened to the most recent voicemail. And for those of you, for everyone who's listening right now who wasn't here on the 30th at 9 p.m. With all the cool kids listening live, don't worry, this episode will be put up in its entirety as a podcast episode. So if you're listening to it and going, it doesn't sound exactly like what it usually does, it's because I'm just basically taking the YouTube video, ripping the audio, and bing, bang, boom, putting it up on the podcast feed tonight so that you can all enjoy it while you go out trick-or-treating tomorrow. I thought my dog got up. I panicked. I got all nervous. So why don't we stop wasting any more time? Why don't we get right into it right now? For those of you who are watching, can you believe this is the voice? The voice belongs to this. But anyway, for everyone, for everything everyone's been waiting for, why don't we get right into the Stranger Things Halloween special.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, there I am. I'm in the corner. Now, we're going to go through this. And hopefully, I'm not breaking any copyright laws and YouTube won't bring me down. But if it is, don't worry. If they do, don't worry. There's still a podcast out there that you can all listen to and enjoy. So this is the Stranger Things Halloween special. Now, here's the cool thing. Usually, I don't know if this is the cool thing or if it's just terrible terrible hosting, but usually I read the comic before. Maybe I sound like, oh, I don't know what's going on. That's just my amazing acting skills. But what I usually do is I read the comic once, then I read it again on the episode. But tonight, this is my first time reading the Halloween special too. As you see on the front page there, it is the credits, Michael Moriarty, I'm bad at names. Todor Hestrup. Okay, I'm terrible at names, but okay, Chris O'Halloran and Nate Picos. I've heard Nate Picos before. I've heard those names before. And look, we have what looks to be our friends, our best friends, the party, the Dungeons and Dragons group, and they are in Castle Byers with some sort of ghoulish monster looking over them. And it's definitely around Halloween time because we see some cool jack-o'-lanterns. Now I'm using the Kindle app to read this. Hopefully, it's not terrible. Why don't we go to the next page? And I'm going to do this so that we can. Okay, well, let's go back. Whoa. Here we have the credits here. Join the Stranger Things kids in this spooky special celebrating the art of telling scary stories around the campfire. After all, oh my God, I can't talk. Stories can't hurt you, can they? You know, it's funny. The Stranger Things kids telling scary stories. Sound familiar? Right? Didn't I just do a Hawkins Horrors that covered the same thing or almost the same thing? Interesting. So we're going to be getting, I think we know what we're in for, some very similar stories that we got, but we have pictures with these, and I'm always better reading stories with pictures. But who isn't? Who isn't? So, again, the credits written by Michael Morici, you know, one of those. Art by Todor Ristov is what I'm going to go with. Colors by Chris O'Halloran. Letters by Nate Picos of Blambot. And cover by Francisco Francavilla. Right? Should, right? Hopefully. Publisher, Mike Richardson. Editor, Spencer Cushing. Assistant editor, we see all these here. Let's get to this. Let's go. Now, I don't want to jump ahead of things, so I'm going to do this panel by panel. The first thing we see is, now, if you don't know this movie, They're Coming to Get You, Barbara. We see a man in black and white on a screen here. It's weird because I'm talking to the people on the podcast. I'm explaining things, but everyone live is seeing exactly what I'm seeing. Basically, what we see here is a TV showing the classic George Romero film Night of the Living Dead, which anyone, I don't know if it's still this way, but it's in the public domain. So anyone can watch it, anyone can use it, anyone can remake it. That's why you keep seeing remakes of Night of the Living Dead for years. Or when we used to get, when I first got my Windows computer, it came with a CD that had a small version, a little video of Night of the Living Dead. You can watch a movie on your computer. So look at that. We see, is that Jonathan Byers in the Byers house? So this is, we're going back. Now, this came out well before Stranger Things 4, but this looks like it's before they even moved. It says, the couple heard the noise on the roof of their car. Scrape? What? Oh, he's listening to something that looks like he has the walkie-talkie next to him. Interesting. And he's paying attention, while he's watching the movie, he's paying attention to something going on with the walkie-talkie. I think he's listening in on our friends. Scrape, scrape. And when the guy opened his door through the fog, there was a strange man waiting for him. Jonathan's looking out the window now, and he sees Lucas, and he has a hook for his hand. Ah, Lucas with a flashlight shining in his face, telling a scary story to all his friends who are out by Castle Byers. So now we know that we see Mike, we see Dustin, we see Will, and they're hanging out, and Lucas told the story that Mike thinks is lame. Well, Will says, yeah, my mom tells scarier stories than that. And Dustin's like, dude, you didn't even get it right. Next panel, please. Bing. Man, this comes out really small. I wonder if I can make it any bigger. Nope, not really. So it looks like it's one panel, and that's all we're going to get. Ah, jeez. Well, I should have tested this more beforehand, but anyway, we'll stick with it. Lucas is like, whatever, you guys. Like, you can do any better. Seriously, if any of you think you can scare the rest of us, bum, bum, bum. Oh, look at that, I'm jumping ahead. Let's see you try it. Dustin, Mike. Meanwhile, is Will turning off the walkie-talkie because he doesn't want Jonathan to hear it? Will? Oh, yeah. I don't really think that's a good idea, Lucas. I mean, what are we going to do? Tell the story of the child eater of Hawkins? Ooh, I think Will set them up to tell a little story. And I wonder if he put the walkie-talkie on to get Jonathan involved with this. I'm not sure. Let's see. Because Dustin's like, what eater of what? Oh, you know what? Forget it. Just forget anything I said. You're not even supposed to talk about it. Now, you'll notice, for those of you in the video, you'll notice, hey, he didn't get all those words right correctly. Yeah, sometimes I just kind of read it quickly, and it doesn't come out exactly the way it's written on the screen. But when I do the book club with just audio, you never know. Now you're knowing my secrets. I can barely read. So now we see they're all sitting around the campfire, but Dustin's like, you can't just bring something up like that and not tell the story. And they're like, come on, tell it. He says, all right, fine. But you have to promise to never repeat this story to anyone ever. Dun, dun, dun. So now we see a story of him, and he is telling a tale of, looks like Hawkins of yesteryear, even though that kind of looks like Joyce over there in the background. And this young boy has a big mustache. That's what it seems like. But he says this happened all the way back in the past, like 20 years ago. So we're talking in the 60s when this happened in Stranger Things time. When I think of 20 years ago now, it's like, oh, that's 2002. Oh, cool. Yikes. Oh, my God. And he says it was on Halloween just like this. Oh, my goodness. It's Halloween in Hawkins, too. Just like us. Anybody have trick-or-treating tonight? You know, I thought I'd ask, take a little moment. Anybody have trick-or-treating tonight out there? We have trick-or-treating in my... We have trick-or-treating in my town tomorrow. The town over had it last night. And my niece goes into school there. So she went to trick-or-treating last night with her friends. Then she's going tomorrow in our town, which is like completely double dipping. And I am so proud of her for doing that. And I hope to get some candy out of it. And yes, this is the same niece who has been watching Stranger Things. And I think this Friday, we're hanging out with her. And I believe she's going to watch the second to last episode. And then we're going to watch the finale together. And I am pumped. And Lad said, nope, it's tomorrow for us. You got to have trick-or-treating on Halloween. I had it once. I feel like when I was a kid, it was later. For us now in our town, it's 5 to 7. So it's light half the time and dark half the time. And when I was a kid, I remember it being really dark the entire time and just running for your life when kids chase you or throw eggs at you. But that's another story, which I probably have already told someday. Let's get back into it. Now, this all happened, like they said, on a Halloween, just like this. I only know this because Jonathan told me, and my dad told him, even though you're seriously not supposed to talk about it. I love these stories that get passed down and passed down, and none of them are probably real. We had one in our neighborhood about the white van, or was it the blue van? The blue van. And there was a blue van on a dead-end street that would open its doors and try to get kids in. My friend's grandmother told us this. I remember being scared to death every time I'd go down by the street. But I think it was just to scare us. I don't remember any van ever abducting any children in our neighborhood or even trying to. But the blue van became a legend in our neighborhood. He says everyone decided that what happened was so terrible that they just bury it and act like it never happened. I guess Hawkins was a different place then. And it shows The Hawk. Is that the same movie theater where that jerk Tommy besmirched? Actually, Steve did it too, right? Or was it Tommy? Steve cleaned it, where he just besmirched the good name of Nancy Byers. Oh my God, Nancy Wheeler. See? I'm embarrassed that I even said that. But they show The Blob and The Mummy. The Mummy was remade multiple times in the 90s and in the 2000s. Even The Blob was remade in the 80s. But these are showing the classic ones. He says, I guess Hawkins was a different place back then. But just because it was different, that doesn't mean it was better. Oh, my goodness. And it shows a Have You Seen Me? A girl missing since October 21st. Hawkins has always had a history of kids going missing. And my God, Beth Baker. Uh-oh. Now we see, oh goodness. Well, I'm showing you the whole screen here because why not? Says, same as the other three missing kids, Sheriff. Clothes are there, but whoever was wearing them, and it's safe to assume that would be Randall Kavanaugh, is just gone. That's where you're wrong, Deputy. No one ever just disappears. Okay, but we see pile of clothes with two cops, the deputy and the sheriff at the time, and a pile of clothes with a lot of green goo around them. And it looks like some Chuck Taylor Converse shoes, I'm going to guess. One of the deputy there is like, I got to say, well, I was going to say eaten. He thinks the kids were eaten. And the sheriff's like, but our job is to make people feel safe, not to get them all worked up. Jet, hey! Okay, right back at it. Thanks for joining. Oh, I'm jumping ahead. Four missing kids, four sets of clothes covered in whatever this is. Sheriff, it's green goo. We know that already. And whenever you find green goo in Hawkins, it's not a good thing. Anytime there's goo around or rotting pumpkins or... I mean, this is what I wonder. Will any of these have tie-ins to the Upside Down? It's the 60s, so it's not... it hasn't been opened yet. No gates have been opened yet, right? In the 60s, because everything that happened with old Vecna, Creel, the Creel boy, was... Oh, wait, that was in the 60s, but it wasn't a gate until 11 kicked the crap out of him. The sheriff, the deputy says, I sent a sample off to the lab, but they haven't figured out a thing. And they won't, says the sheriff. That's my sheriff voice. And they won't. Send word to the entire town. We're on curfew, effective tonight. It's sundown. It's very westerny, like the sheriff's just looking over his shoulder. We're on curfew now. But sir, it's Halloween. I don't care what night it is. We got to keep this town safe at all costs. And that's exactly what I plan to do. Bum, bum, bum. I'm sorry, the sheriff seems cool so far, but he's no Hopper, right? I mean, am I right? So the Child Eater of Hawkins, that's what they called it. It's all right here in the newspaper article from 1937. Well, wait a second. So we're talking 20 years ago. They knew about this 30 years before. Oh, boy. Kids were going missing then, too. They just vanished, leaving their clothes behind and were never heard from again. Was there green goo in there? Yes, correct. I'm seeing a comment again from Jet. The Upside Down has always been there. And it always will be there. But we just need to contain it. I hope it won't always be there, actually. I hope I'm wrong. Where did I go? Bum, bum, bum. We're live. Oh, someone says, yeah, that's great, Alex. But I don't think we're supposed to be looking at that kind of stuff. Besides, we need to work on Mr. Lang's research project so we can get out of here before. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm a valley girl. Don't listen to Bobby. He's just scared. Oh, so, okay. Bobby's scared. Alex is reading all about it. This is the old crew of Hawkins. Wait a minute. It's 20 years earlier. Are we going to see Hopper? Are we going to see a young Hopper? Are we going to see a young Joyce? Mm-hmm, we might. What else does it say? Not much. Kind of hints to a similar case before even this one. And from what I can tell, both times, eight kids went missing. Eight kids eaten. I mean, did I say like it's yummy? No. I was like, oh, that's not good. Eight kids eaten. This reminds me of It. Does anyone else think this, you know, it's very similar of It, where something happened, a certain amount of kids, something was taken, then it went away. And right now, they said there's four kids that have been taken. I don't know if they've been eaten, but they've been taken. So that leaves four more. And of course, this group has four kids in it. And one of the girls is like, yeah, four of us. She notices. So they're in the library, and the kid's like, this place is seriously empty. And it is the library, because the girl says, it's the library. It's always empty. Kids, go to the library. Use your library, okay? Use your public library. It's free, and there's so much you can get there. Never mind books. You can get movies. You can do things online. I use Canopy. I use Libby. I use all these things where you can use your library card to get ebooks, to watch movies. I go to the Haverhill Public Library in Massachusetts. They have a great selection of comic books. Yeah, right. At the library. It all happens at the library. All right. Let's get back to the action. Boom. It's always empty. Or Angela or people are freaking out and they're following curfew, which starts like now. Okay, so these kids, there's a curfew and they haven't even, like, they're out right now after curfew. These kids are living dangerously. I don't know if I like it. Bobby, it's fine. We'll walk home together. And by tomorrow... Wait, it's locked. You need the key to leave. So they're locked in the library? I mean, I wouldn't mind being locked in the library. That'd be kind of fun. This one's locked too. They all realize they're stuck in the library. And the girl's like, let's take a deep breath. There has to be a way for us to... And they hear something. What is that? Oh my goodness gracious. It sounds like it's coming from the ventilation shaft. And it's thump thump. There's some kind of noise coming from up there. And they probably think it's a creature about to eat them. Oh my God, the lights went out. And they're freaking out. Someone's screaming. Look at that. Ah! Everyone say it. Ah! Bobby, where are you, man? Come on, this isn't funny. All right, now the kid Bobby is missing. We see the three of them in the dark. Bobby is not there. But the one girl's like, guys, trying to get their attention. And she realizes. It's the child eater. What? No. Just call the police. Sheriff Donaldson. Not cool, not Hopper. But we'll deal with it. Strange. Sheriff Donaldson will be here before. Hello. She's trying to call. The phone appears to be dead. How can it be dead? Four kids, now five, three of us, only three to go. This girl is completely thinking that all eight of them, the three of them, are goners. Because she thought four kids were taken already, and now she thinks five. Four kids. Four bell tolls of the old clock. That's right, Jet. And Lad... back on the library. My library has most of the Stranger Things comics. Awesome. Yes. Libraries are the best. I love them. Plus, they have like events and stuff too for free. Anyway, this girl is very nervous. She looks very scared. And I'm afraid to click to the next panel because I don't know what's going to happen next. And oh my goodness. The goo. The green goo. What? The same way the electricity is dead, Alex. What? So wait. Oh, the kids are talking. How can it be dead the same way the electricity is dead? They're not even paying attention to this girl who has the goo. Oh boy, dripping all over her, pouring down on her. And like, what is it? And we hear tick, tick, tick. What is going on? Oh my God. She screams. She freaks out. Wait. We cut back to our friends. I just noticed Dustin is in a Darth Vader costume. He's like, hold on. There were four kids absent from school today. Wait a second. Now is Dustin thinking this might be something happening with them right now? Four kids gone. Four of us. Lucas. Oh, now I'm noticing Lucas is dressed like Lando Calrissian and Mike is dressed like Han Solo. You can't be serious, Mike said. Will has to be Luke Skywalker. So Will says, maybe we should stop. This was a bad idea to begin with. We can just tell a different, no way. Now I'm convinced that he turned on his walkie-talkie so that Jonathan could hear the story, and he's going to pounce out, and he's going to scare the bejesus. That's my guess of what we're going to be getting here. As I said, I have not read this before. So Mike's like, guys, It's just a story. And you started the story, Will. So now you have to finish.
Will says,
Okay, fine. But don't blame me when you guys get nightmares. So there were only two kids left in the library. Wait, two? There were three. Oh, wait, their friend's gone. Alex, what was that? The thing, there were tentacles. I'm sorry. Tentacles and slime. What do we think we're dealing with here? This is madness. I'm afraid to keep reading. He's like, listen, I have no idea. Yeah, we don't. None of us do, but I'm frightened right now. All I know is that we have to get out of here. Okay? And I said that very calmly, but he's like this. I don't know, but we have to get out of here. Okay? Come on. Let's grab a couple of those heavy wooden chairs. We can use them to break through the front door's glass. And then, that's not actually a bad idea. What the hell? They go into the next room and there is slime everywhere in this room. It's going to kill us, Alex. This thing, whatever it is, it's going to... Oh my God. Holy crapoli. What is that thing? Okay. That is a monster, all right. That is the child eater of Hawkins. And it's this, okay, for those of you just listening, it looks like a giant man, but the head is almost like if he was wearing an executioner's cape over his head, but it was all part of his body. Like it blended right into his body, completely like black, dark blue and black with slime dripping off it, tentacles all over the back, green eyes. Picture the tentacles in the back like Vecna, but this is not Vecna, but he is Vecna-ish. He's a Vecna-ish. And yes, I agree with Jet. Screw that. Let's get the hell out of here. If I was them, I'd be hightailing it out of here. And he's like, go, Angela, run? I'm sorry, I'd be like, let's go, Angela. Let's run together and get out of here. But he's telling her to run while the tentacle picks this dude up. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out right now. And he's still holding his book bag, though. He's a good student. Oh, those are the same shoes. Wait, were those the shoes we saw? No, maybe kids all wear the same shoes. Or the artist likes drawing those shoes. Alex, no, please, no. The girl's like standing there. No, please, no. And he is, oh, my God. He says, run, Angela, run. And he has, this is happening. This isn't one of these things where it's a story where, and it turns out it was just the janitor. This appears, at least right now, that this monster is, he's devouring this child. That is the most frightening thing I've ever seen in a Stranger Things comic, in every comic I've read. It shows the picture of this kid, and he is like completely, almost out of it. He's like, ugh. That's the sound he's making. It's the only thing I can describe it as. Ugh. And his eyes look glazed over. He's completely wrapped up in these tentacles. He's got slime all over his body. And he says, help me. Is that him saying that? Now we just see his clothes, and he has been eaten. Oh, my God. It's Angela. She's running. Somebody, please help me. Somebody. She runs, and she says, help me. And she gets right there. We see her at the library door with the sheriff and the deputy. They don't look very helpful. They look kind of like they're standing there quite scared. He says, hey, let me out of here. What are you doing? Let me out, Sheriff Donaldson, please. Mr. Lang, please, please, please. He says, Sheriff, maybe we should... And the sheriff says, no, I'm sorry, but we can't. What? What? The sheriff, I don't know if he's in on it or if he knows something and has to protect the town. This is wild. This was wild. You and your friends, you are the unlucky ones. The other three, are they gone? Because for this to end, it has to be. Oh my God. He is letting it happen. I told you. I'm sorry, this comment made me laugh. At least this Angela has a nose. Very good. Very good. It just threw me off for a bit. I told you that Hopper's a better sheriff than this jerk. He says, because for this to end, it has to be eight kids, and then it stopped. So they are allowing eight children to be eaten and turned into goo. The sheriff, like 5 minutes ago, they didn't believe it. Or maybe, he was with the deputy then. And he said, no, don't worry about calling it in, because he's letting it happen. Oh my God. You sacrificed us, Angela says. You. And then another scary, scary picture of the girl just kind of frightened, holding her face, and the monster just standing behind her, over her, about to, eat her. And then he does. Holy shitoli. No, no. And she is getting sucked into the monster. And the sheriff looks at his, all these adults and says, we can never tell anyone about this, ever. Do you all understand me? We did this together, and it stays with us forever. Okay, I'm loving this story so far. No one can ever know the truth. And we're seeing a girl getting just devoured. This is mind-boggling. I mean, yes, it's a story that Will is telling, so it probably didn't actually happen in Hawkins. Probably. But, I mean, let's think about this. Who's to say that it didn't? Because, some crazy things happen in Hawkins. No one can ever know the truth. No one can ever know what we did. That reminds me of, It also, doesn't it? When the Child Eater came to Hawkins. Now we see Will, again, kind of finishing his story. And Lucas, Dustin, and Mike just looked absolutely frightened. Dustin's like, but that didn't really happen, did it? This the town, they could never cover up something like that. Could they? Of course it didn't happen. Mike says, for the billionth time, it's just a story. And even if it wasn't, it happened a million years ago. So can everyone just stop being wusses? And all of a sudden you hear a crack behind them. And they're like, what was that? What was that? It sounded like it came from the woods, said Lucas. Bum, bum, bum. Guys, it's probably just a deer. And then Han Solo Mike lifts his flashlight and says, it's probably just a deer or a deranged monster who's looking to complete its ritual of killing eight children in one swoop. That's what Lucas says, because, he doesn't want to get eaten. Dude, get a grip. There's nobody out here except the four of us, Mike said. But then they hear something again, and Mike says a swear word. Oh, shitoli. Look, I'm going to keep it clean. So I made up a word version of the word. But yeah, move out of the way. Go, go, go. We got to go. Run, run, run. Get off my foot. Now they're running. They're bumping into each other. And oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Something's there. It's the Child Eater of Hawkins. We see someone in a, well, we can tell, is in a black sweatshirt, black mask, a hood up, black gloves with rope hanging over him, trying to look like the tentacles. We all know who it is, right? Get the bikes, run, run. The three, Dustin, Lucas, and Mike run for their lives. They don't even look back. Dustin says, don't look back. Holy shit. Oh, see, there I went and swore. Do not look back. It's real. It's real. It's real. They're running off. And Will says, guys, wait. Wait for me. Wait up for me. And then the monster is right behind Will. And Will says, okay. I'm pretty sure they're long gone. We really got them, didn't we? Says Jonathan. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, we did. Did you see the look on Dustin's face? He might not sleep for a month. What do you think they'll tell them? When do you think we'll tell them what really happened? Jonathan said. He goes, we'll see how long it takes them to... Will, where are you? Now they hear someone's calling back to Will. Why aren't you? And then they turn around and they see what really happened. They see Jonathan with his arm around Will, and he says, are you serious? Dustin's like, I almost died. I almost had a heart attack and dropped dead. And Dustin says, so this whole time, you and your brother, this whole time, together, I thought that it would be, and Mike says, I hope that you thought this was funny, Will. It was a great twist, Jet. And Will says, because it was amazing. Now, it looked like Will got a little nervous, but now they are loving it because it worked. They scared them. This was amazing, epic, awesome. So, who's got the next story? Oh, I've got one. And it's going to seriously mess you up. This is Dustin talking. Dude, you say that about every story. Yeah, but this story, just you wait. And then we get the end. Boom. And there it is. The Halloween special. One shot is, I think it's only 99 cents on Amazon, on the old Kindle. And we nailed it. So I definitely worthy purchase. This was a lot of fun. Dare I say this story was... I think I like this story more than most of the ones in the Hawkins Horrors. I did like the Hawkins Horrors, but this one, maybe because of the visuals, they were some really haunting, scary visuals that we saw there. But wow, we did it. We did it. We did the Halloween special. I am so excited right now. I want to thank everybody who has joined me here and was watching and commenting. We got Lad, we got Star Court, Food Court, we got Jet. I appreciate that. It is definitely worth the $1, Lad. Definitely worth it. So, that's it, my friends. We nailed it. I hope you enjoyed this first time ever of doing a Stranger Danger Book Club live. I think this was fun. I think it worked out pretty good, and I hope to do these again in the future. But until then, you know where to find me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Geek Mentality. The show has its own Twitter account at Stranger D Pod. Everything we do can be found at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. If you go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/store, you can get cool shirts like this. If you go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline, you can leave voicemails. And if you go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/live, I guess it just brings you back here. But that'll be the URL for the next YouTube Live. So, yes, I hope there are more to... it's not going to be that exactly. I'm not going to be saying here is, because that's another time. Thank you, by the way, Lad, for listening to the... to the Stranger Geek Mentality show as well. All those things can be found at fansnotexperts.com. Anyway, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. I think that's it. So stay stranger, my friends, and remember, reading is fundamental. You can't spell fun without F-U-N.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, friends to know and ways to grow,
a reading rainbow.
I can do anything.
All these years, I've done this book, this show for years. I still don't know all the lyrics.
A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
Fan.
science, not experts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.